Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, November 18th. There's a snow squall warning for southern Grey and Bruce counties and a winter travel advisory for northern Grey County. More coming up in the weather after the news. The provincial government is sending millions of rapid antigen tests home with parents for school children ahead of winter break. Ontario health officials announced today roughly 2.2 million public school students in the province will have access to the tests. Each house will get a pack of five rapid antigen COVID-19 tests in what officials are calling a massive effort to screen kids over the holidays. South Bruce OPP say Bruce Road 3 is closed at Bruce Road 40 near Saugeen Bluffs after a serious collision. A video from OPP on Twitter shows an OPP cruiser and an SUV collided. Police say both drivers are being treated for non-life-threatening injuries at a local hospital. Georgian Bluffs has reached an agreement to sell the Weyerton Keppel International Airport. The township issued a news release today saying the deal is expected to close on December 17th. The sale price and the buyer have not yet been disclosed. A release from the township says more information will be released to the public once the transaction closes next month, including the sale price, transition process, and purchasing party. Georgian Bluffs Council declared the airport surplus in September and accepted purchase offers for it until October 14th. The township purchased the property and its facilities from South Bruce Peninsula in 2015 for $600,000. Last month, Georgian Bluffs Director of Finance Cassandra Rocha told councillors the township has spent about $2.4 million of taxpayer funds for operating and capital expenses since it took ownership of the airport. She also estimated selling the airport could result in at least $8.7 million in cost savings for Georgian Bluffs over the next 5 years. The pending sale of the Weyerton Airport is the second disposition of a publicly owned airport asset in recent months in the area, after Owen Sound reached an agreement to sell the Billy Bishop Regional Airport for $1.5 million to Clayton Smith. That transaction is also due to close in December. One person has been airlifted and 10 have been injured after an explosion at a military base in Comox, BC. It happened just after 9 Pacific time this morning in an accommodations building that was being renovated. No word yet on what caused the explosion. South Bruce OPP say they arrested a wanted man in Chesley after a brief foot chase. OPP say shortly after 5 yesterday morning, officers on foot patrol along 4th Street Southwest saw a man run into an alleyway. Police gave chase on foot and apprehended the man. They say following an investigation, officers determined he was wanted by police. A 35-year-old Huron-Kinloss man faces a long list of charges, including break and enter, possessing property obtained by crime, theft, mischief, unauthorized possession of a weapon, as well as a slew of driving-related infractions. The accused was held in custody pending the results of a bail hearing scheduled for today. One of the most active and visible communities in terms of development in our region is West Grey. Mayor Christine Robinson is excited about the activity and describes the municipality in 3 words: investment, development, and growth.
When you look at commercial, residential, institutional, and more, West Grey is moving along with development, and I'm really pleased for our citizens, the industries, and anybody coming up that is just most interested in our culture or tourism.
The most visible location is at the north entrance to Durham, where the Sunvale and Bruce developments are well underway. Robinson also cites the Community Improvement Plan, which has seen more than $100,000 in funds for facade improvements in the community, as a key factor in what she believes is an exciting trend for business in Durham and the municipality of West Grey. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 15 points to 21,637. The Dow Jones is down 60 points. Our dollar is trading at 79.38 U.S. cents, up 0.08 of a cent. And the price of oil is 78.83, up 47 cents a barrel. In sports, 11 games in the NHL tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs will host the New York Rangers at Scotiabank Arena this evening. Both the Leafs and the Rangers are on 4-game win streaks. The Nashville-Ottawa game has been postponed due to a COVID-19 outbreak among the Senators. 4 games in the OHL tonight, including Erie at Windsor, Friday, the 0-Sound Attack are at Guelph to meet the Storm. In the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League, the Knights of Meaford host the Bradford Bulls. Six games in the NBA tonight, including the Toronto Raptors at Utah to face the Jazz. In the NFL, the New England Patriots visit the Atlanta Falcons. That's at 8:20. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Expect snow squalls tonight and possible poor driving conditions. Some parts of Grey Bruce could see between 10 and 20 centimeters of snow before tomorrow morning. A low around zero. Squalls and blowing snow are expected to ease up by tomorrow afternoon to rain or flurries, a high of 3.